Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
Let's get ready to rumble! Ladies and gentlemen, welcome, welcome, welcome to the USA Radio Network. The show you are listening to is raw and unfiltered, and your great host is the one and only Wayne Allen Root. Now, Wayne's home station is out there in Las Vegas, and on Tuesdays and Thursdays, he gives me this opportunity to hang out with you for the first hour of his program to warm you up and warm you up good. My name is Lee Elsie. You can find out more about me at LeeElsie.com. That's LeeElsie.com. I am the morning show host on his Eastern flagship station, WJJF, here in Connecticut. And as I just mentioned, on Tuesdays and Thursdays, the first hour he gives to me while he gets other things done, and we chat about things going on around the country and around the world. And yesterday, I have to focus in on this god-awful, abysmal speech from our commander-in-chief, President Joe Biden. And it hurts to say that. It hurts me. My insides actually ache when I have to use that phrase, President Joe Biden. The catastrophe that he is leading this nation into is epic. Ladies and gentlemen, it is epic. If you look at your grocery bill, if you look at your gas bill, if you look at your oil price, if you look at what it costs to go out to dinner, to go shopping at a supermarket, to go shopping at a hardware store, for God's sake, wood is up 500%. Why is this happening? Because we have a president who does not get it. And yesterday's speech, Memorial Day, was a disgrace. Imagine, if you will, getting up in front of warriors, men, much and women, much braver than you and I, men and women who are willing to throw their life on the line for this country and should be, at the very least, for God's sake, on this solemn day, Memorial Day, should be treated with the utmost respect. Now, conservatives, myself, all of you listening, I'm sure, look on the military as something almost holy. And what I mean by that is we know what it takes to defend this country. We get it. I understand it. I don't have the experience that our military brothers and sisters have because I chose a different path and I regret that. I really do. Every day there is a piece of me that says, damn it, you should have joined that team. You should have put that beside your name. Okay, but I did it. And hindsight's 20/20, and regret is a bad thing. So I'll move from that. But I do want to make sure you all understand that most conservatives, me in particular for sure, understand what it was and what it is that you go through. I'm 100% as sure that our Democrat friends, in particular our very left-of-center friends, tolerate a day like Memorial Day. They don't understand what it is behind it. Kamala Harris and her callous tweet, have a great three-day weekend, whoop-a-doo-doo, because she doesn't get it. She's lost. They're all lost. They don't understand that men and women died for the ability to have this extra day off, this day when you can get a flat-screen television at 20% off, and the day off, and hamburgers and hot dogs. That's what they see it as. They don't see it as a day when the military men and women gave up everything in the line of duty, and this day, at the very least, is dedicated to them. I mean, we should treat them like this every day. And I think the conservative-minded folks do, right? And I think it's better now than it was 20 years ago, and certainly better than it was 30 or 40 years ago. We're doing a better job of that. But still, the Dems missed the mark over and over and over and over again. And imagine a president, supposedly a president that is supposed to unify the people. Imagine a man getting up in front of the country yesterday and preaching to the military men and women again who are willing to die for him, for me, for you, preaching to them that we live in a racist democracy and our way of life is in peril because of that racism. Imagine somebody doing that. Imagine a commander-in-chief doing that. It's unthinkable. It's unheard of. On Memorial Day, you stand up in front of military men and women, and you explain to them, or you thank them for their service, and you explain to the nation how vital it is and was that their service actually kept us free. That's what you do. That's what leadership does. That's what a commander-in-chief does. That's what Reagan did. And that's lost. That's what Trump did. And that's lost. I was so angry listening to these mental midgets try to wax poetic in their version about what they think this day is all about yesterday. From Kamala Harris to Joe Biden to the rest of the folks across the country who somehow found yesterday a day when they had to weave in reparations. Across the country, leadership across the country wanted to make sure that racial division continued to hammer away at it over and over and over again. When will that end? Will it end? I refuse, and I absolutely refuse and will fight to the death. I will not pay for the sins of my father. Or my father's father, or my grandfather's father, or anybody's grandfather's father's father. You will not steal one penny from me for reparation money. So, even in a day, or on a day when we're supposed to be unified as a nation paying respect to fallen soldiers, the Democrat Party, progressives in particular, find a way to weave racial injustice into it. And it's absolutely pathetic, and you should be furious about it. Absolutely furious. That's part one. Part two, this fund, this infrastructure bill that is being put together down there in Washington where they're trying to hammer out all the details. Now, in it now are all kinds of bells and whistles, things that you may not have imagined before that could be in an infrastructure bill. But they're continuing to add things on top of it, one thing after another. But the Biden budget, $14.5 trillion in deficits over the next 10 years. $14.5 trillion in deficits. Under the Biden proposal, the lowest a deficit would ever go in the next decade is 2027, when it would be $1.3 trillion. Ladies and gentlemen, I get it. I get it. The Democrats, progressives in particular, do not give a damn about money spent. I've said this before time and time again. I'll say it here one more time tonight. Sit down with somebody you consider a progressive and have a conversation about things that they want and things that they need and things that they think the country should do. And there's no question, and again, I've said this before, Republicans lack vision on big things. That's true. There should be a different health care plan in place, but the Republicans got lazy and did not create it. There should have been an infrastructure package put together by Republicans. They failed that. The Republicans should try to fix the income gap between the ultra-rich and the ultra-poor. All doable, all takes vision. Republicans have none of that. Democrats, on the other hand, they have all the vision and none of the common sense. And they don't want to meet. Okay? You cannot continue to rack up this kind of debt. You can't do it. Depending upon how old you are, you may live to see the American dollar not being the dollar of choice for currency across the globe. You may see it flip. That may happen. We are closing in on $29 trillion in debt. We'll go buy that like a speeding car down 995. That'll happen. And when we get to 35, 40 trillion, when it becomes nearly unsustainable just to service that debt year in and year out, it'll be game over. Game over. We'll become less of a superpower because our money will simply not be worth what it was once worth. This is not advanced economics. It's really pretty simple. And the Dems are driving us there. The Republicans were doing it. Trump did it too. He did it more because of COVID, but it was being done. We were spending money. Now we're spending money as if it has absolutely no ramifications. We have become a nation void of responsibility, fiscal responsibility, for sure. Oh, we have plenty of woke responsibility. That obviously takes the forefront. Wokeness and the environment are the two most important things to anybody who would consider themselves a progressive. One other thing before I run out of time. In addition to all of the money that Joe is spending, $10 billion. Community Revitalization Fund. These are American Job Plan proposals for communities of color. $15 billion for planning, removal, retrofitting, transportation, and infrastructure. And $5 billion to reduce barriers to building affordable housing. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure, that we have thrown money, buckets of money, at these issues in the past, and they never work. So I guess what's another $30 billion among friends to throw at an issue like this? It doesn't seem like there's much imagination behind it. It seems like it's a political ploy, almost a stunt. We'll throw some money at it, see what happens. Probably nothing, but, well, we'll make everybody happy in the communities of color. At least we tried. That's what you have for leadership right now. That's what goes for leadership in this country. Really sad. My name is Lee Elsie. You can find out again more about me, LeeElsie.com. That's LeeElsie.com. You can go on our Facebook page. Always have a great time when folks are up there on the Facebook going back and forth. The more, the merrier. I got to take a quick break. Once again, Wayne will be here at the top of the hour. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
This is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years, beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders, and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is for vets by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of Sons of Liberty CBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I told all my NFL buddies about Sons of Liberty CBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allaroot for Revive Health. Revive is an inexpensive alternative or supplement to traditional health care. It's perfect for independent contractors, gig workers, and small business owners. What you need is flexibility, portability, affordability, and ease of access. You also need convenient care that you can get anywhere. That's what Revive is. Affordable, flexible, portable, fast, simple, health care anywhere. Revive treats you like you are the CEO of your own Fortune 500 company. Usually, you can only get access to a product like this if you work for a big company with thousands of employees. You'll have instant access to an online marketplace where you can literally save hundreds of dollars on things you need, and you don't have to pay higher rates for things you don't. The cost is, get this, only $59 a month to join. There are no copays. You'll also save hundreds of dollars on medications. There's no waiting. You don't need to waste time at doctor's offices. You can meet with high-quality telemedicine doctors or medical professionals quickly and from the comfort of your home. Sign up today at revive-healthcare.com. Revive-healthcare.com.
Hello folks, J.P. Hoffman here, founder of the Liberty Projects. Every year, iconic symbols of American freedom, the Veteran and Wild Mustang, needlessly die. Wild Mustangs are auctioned off and disappear. Veterans are denied, forgotten, and rejected. But the Liberty Projects is changing this. At our ranch, we unite veterans and horses, where they learn practical skills while addressing anxiety, fear, and helplessness. As veterans ourselves, we understand the red tape vets and their loved ones face. So now, our trained Mustangs go into service work. And our veterans, well, they learn a new skill. We know horses cannot ask for help and many vets just won't. So get involved today. Go to vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com to donate or volunteer your time. America, We love our vets and horses, and we know you will too. Go to vetsandhorses.com today.
Raw and unfiltered.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root here on USA Radio Network. Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered is the show. By the way, sponsor of this segment of the show is ASI Radio. Excuse me, ASI International, as in Asset Strategies International. Never in history has your wealth been in such peril. And the solution is very simple. It's called the Golden Rule. He with the Gold Rules. Gold and silver are down for the year. And you know what? That's great news. You know the wisdom. Buy low and sell high. Gold will not be down for long. The U.S. dollar is weakening. We've got an unimaginable $28 trillion in debt. Much more on the way. Gold and silver may be your only salvation. If you call ASI today, Asset Strategies International, they will get you a 1 ounce gold maple leaf coin for about half the premium of virtually every other gold dealer. That's right, about 50% less than the standard premium while supplies last. Call Asset Strategies today at 800-831-0007, 800-831-0007, and tell them Moore sent you, or go to assetstrategies.com.
Thank you, Wayne. Welcome back. You are listening to the USA Radio Network. I have to take a breather. The next 3 or 4 minutes, I have to take some deep breaths and try to relax because I had myself, you know, on the edge yelling and screaming in the opening break. I'm sorry. Sometimes I get fired up. It's fired up at stupidity. The lack of common sense and the lack of personal awareness always bothers me. And our leadership has neither. Biden and Kamala Harris, they completely have no idea. They don't know how to read the room. They don't know what the hell is going on. They don't get the idea of common sense. None of it. So that frustrates the hell out of me. Anyway, let's spend the next 3 minutes talking about some nonsense issues. Or not maybe completely nonsense, but nonsense in the sense where we're not either rearranging or changing the world. So we'll take a breath before we continue. A study in Boston. You know that redheads, by the way, apparently tolerate pain better than everybody else. Well, there's a reason behind it. Apparently, they have a mutation in their skin cells that make it, I guess, more difficult for them to register pain. So apparently, redheads can take a punch in the face better than the rest of us. Researchers in Germany, but don't try that. Don't test it out. All right? Because if you're listening somewhere out there and you say, hey, Lee said redheads can take a punch in the face, and then all of a sudden I'm in trouble. No! Don't do that. Researchers in Germany found that gorillas pound their chest to avoid a fight, not to start one. They do it to show how big and tough they are. So if you see a gorilla pounding his chest, make a run for it. Because they're getting angry and agitated. They don't want to fight, but they're showing you that they could kick your little rear end if we actually did get into a fight. They're so strong, by the way. Gorillas are freakishly strong. A study at North Carolina State University found that eating junk food late at night makes you worse at your job the next day. Oh, boy. Really? I mean, I wonder how much money they spent on this.
Don't!
You know, you eat a bunch of crap before you go to bed. Of course you're going to get up sluggish the next day. It just makes sense. Researchers in Egypt unearthed an ancient city that's been buried in the sand for 3,000 years. They say it's one of the biggest discoveries since King Tut in 1922. I've said this before over and over again. There have been civilizations, ruling, standing, magnificent civilizations on this planet way before our history begins. I honestly believe that. And they may have found one. I think it's pretty remarkable. Hey, do you like to use emojis? Are you one of those folks who likes to use the emoji? You know, the number one emoji that was thrown out there last year? The thumbs up emoji. I give that. I must admit, I give the thumbs up. The crying while laughing face is number two. Blushing face with smiley eyes, three. The regular smiling face, four. And a big blank eaten grin, number five. Those are your five most used emojis. If you don't know what emoji is, I'm sorry to hear that. You're living in the wrong decade or century. It takes 248 years for Pluto to orbit the sun. Think about that for a second. 248 years for Pluto to go once around the sun. That means between the time Pluto was discovered in 1930 and named a planet and then eventually declassified and demoted to a dwarf planet in 2006, it hasn't even made it through halfway of a cycle around the sun. That's pretty incredible. Those kinds of things really, I think, are neat. You know what else I think are neat? Well, orgies. Well, let me rephrase that. Frogs think orgies are neat. You may not know this, but frogs actually mate in the equivalency of orgies, and the males sometimes temporarily change color so other males will not try to mate with them during their wild, crazy orgies. You cannot make this stuff up. Nature is wild, man. Wild. All right, I got to take a break. My name is Lee Elsie. We'll come right back. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Biden administration is putting a hold on oil and gas leases in the Arctic National Wildlife Reserve in Alaska, the latest move in its efforts to stop a first-ever drilling program in the pristine 19-million-acre wilderness. President Biden is marking the 100th anniversary of the Tulsa Race Massacre in Oklahoma.
The history of what took place here was told in silence, cloaked in darkness. But just because history is silent, it doesn't mean that it did not take place.
the president traveling to Tulsa's Greenwood Cultural Center and saying the victims of that dark time deserve respect and recognition. Your final numbers on Wall Street at the closing bell, the Dow gaining 46 points to close at 34,575. You're listening to USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, otherwise known as The Warrior. I want to give kudos to the sponsor of this segment of the show, Sons of Liberty CBD. What a great product. I'm in the best shape of my life. I work out hard every day, 60 to 90 minutes a day, every day, 7 days a week, never miss. By the way, the few times I ever miss... like the same person. I don't have the same energy. You hear the energy I put into the show. And anyone who's ever seen any of my speeches knows the energy I give at my speeches. It's really, truly all because of my workouts. You know, without the workouts, I couldn't do it. If you're going to work out every day, you want to feel good, you want to use Sons of Liberty CBD, you can find it at sonsoflibertycbd.com. Highest quality CBD you'll find anywhere. CBD is not pot. It won't make you high. It's 100% legal, 100% American grown and made. CBD is real, mainstream, and it works. For my listeners, Sons of Liberty CBD is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 to check out. Even better, you can combine this discount with their subscription discount for a total of 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, sonsoflibertycbd.com. Make the healthy choice. sonsoflibertycbd.com. Just say WAR15 to get up to 25% off.
Thank you, Wayne. Welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network. My name is Lee Elsie, and some interesting things to think about when it comes to national security. No matter where you're listening to me right now, national security should be a concern of yours, whether you're in California, Vegas, St. Louis, Chicago, here on the East Coast, Connecticut, New York, wherever you're listening to the sound of my voice on these great USA Radio Network stations. National security should be a paramount issue that we all focus in on. And there are things going on right now that are jeopardizing our national security. Number one, open borders. You've got human trafficking, drug cartels, terrorists entering the country. There's no question about that, by the way. This is not a debatable situation. We've got terrorists who are coming across. If kids can cross the Rio Grande, a terrorist can figure out how to get here. So to push back against that is just a lack of foresight, lack of common sense. If you don't think that we're in a more perilous situation with much more dangerous individuals now living in this country because of what Joe Biden has done, then you're just not paying attention or you don't want to know. Number two, the inability for this leadership to recognize the dangers presented to us by China. They are and have been for some time the mortal enemy of the United States of America, and they would wish to do us irreparable harm, and they have with the Wuhan flu, and they will do everything in their power. They're in a long game. They're in a long game to bring down this nation. We need to recognize that as a country and deal with it, whether it's sanctions, whether it's alliances around the globe. We need to protect ourselves against this ever-growing threat known as China. When we're talking about national security, number three is this free flow of information. We no longer have that in this republic. We have a media that has illustrated the ability to squelch free speech. And I use Facebook and Twitter as the media, and they've done it. And they're still doing it. And this is a very dangerous, or has a very dangerous potential outcome, because if we're lacking information, we're lacking the knowledge that we need to make vital, crucial decisions. You cannot censor speech. You cannot censor expression. You can't distort speech or spread disinformation. And we must, as citizens of this nation, insist that our media does a better job with that. Number four on this list of what's making us less safe since Joe Biden has become president, reengaging in this flawed Iranian nuclear deal. It will result in Iran acquiring nuclear weapons and the mechanisms to deliver those nuclear weapons to their adversaries. You'll see. It will happen. It will happen probably within the next election cycle or two, but rewarding a nation like Iran and eliminating the restrictions and the sanctions that we've had on them is a huge mistake, and it will come back to bite the Middle East and the United States of America in the rear end before too long. Stopping the Keystone Pipeline, we already seen that that has had immediate effects on the price of gasoline, but more than that, it makes us once again dependent on foreign nations for our energy. And under Trump, you can say whatever you want. Even if you hated Donald Trump, the one thing we were was self-sufficient. We did not need to reach out to other countries to get our oil. We had enough here, and that is gone. And that makes us less self-sufficient, obviously, and more vulnerable to all kinds of different attacks. Two more things before I'll get to another subject, and we're talking about the actual security of this nation and how it's in peril right now. Rule of law. The fundamental rule of law now is being challenged. And it's being challenged on different outlets and different levels across the country. And let me just read something to you. There are different schools across the country who are teaching things like racism has persisted and evolved as an institution, and criminals are constitutionally deprived of freedom, and African Americans are arrested in masses because the super predator, the so-called white male, are demanding it be so. Right? There's a war against crime equals a war on drugs, which equals a war on race. And the media narrative is to portray African Americans as dangerous, or that's the narrative that's supposed to be presented by, again, the super predator, the whites. That's being taught in schools across the country. What's not being taught is that breaking the law is wrong, right? Again, knocking an old lady over the head with a pipe and stealing her purse, that's wrong. That's a felony. You should go to jail for that. It has nothing to do with your skin color. It has to do with keeping society running like a society. So back to my original thought on this particular subject is that you've got a group of people who think that the law is something that can be bent and broken. And if you just look around the country, there's an absolute explosion in criminal behavior in all of the big cities. It's going absolutely haywire. And finally, in this short conversation about the actual security and sanity, I guess, to a certain respect, of this country, you've got a man in the White House whose mental and physical condition is in question. And for some reason, the media, the progressives, his supporters are ignoring it. Just ignoring it. And that is a big deal. This, I'm sorry, guys, this man is not a leader. He's not a leader of men. It's not coming from him, nor is it coming from number two, Kamala Harris. It's not. So when I look at some of the things that concern me the most, and I may maybe toss and turn and keep me up at night, those are a few of the things as far as our national security that really bother me. So that's topic number one for this segment. Topic number two is a little bit more encouraging. I want you to indulge me for just a couple of minutes. I want to play some audio. And we've gone round and round with Black Lives Matter, right? I'm saying it's a Marxist group. The money is funneled and being divided up at the monsters on the top, and they're all buying themselves expensive homes, etc. Now, the founder of Black Lives Matter in St. Paul, Minnesota, recently released a video in which he called out the group's ugly truth. And I want to play this for you. The guy's name is Rashad Turner, who now leads the pro-school group Choice in Minnesota's parent union. But it takes incredible amounts of courage to get out in front of everybody and produce this video/audio that I want you to listen to. But this is a man who actually was inside the inside of Black Lives Matter.
I was born in Minneapolis in 1985. We called the North Side home at that time, 18th and Queen. When I was 2 years old, my father was shot and killed. My mother wasn't able to take care of me, so I was raised by my grandparents. They told me that if I was going to change my life for the better, education was the answer. So I worked hard in school. I got into Hamline University and earned a college degree, first in my family. Then I went on to earn a master's in education from St. Mary's University of Minnesota. I am living proof that no matter your start in life, quality education is a pathway to success. I want the same success for our children in our communities. That's why in 2015, I was the founder of Black Lives Matter in St. Paul. I believe the organization stood for exactly what the name implies. Black lives do matter. However, after a year on the inside, I learned they had little concern for rebuilding black families, and they cared even less about improving the quality of education for students in Minneapolis. That was made clear when they publicly denounced charter schools alongside the teachers union. I was an insider in Black Lives Matter, and I learned the ugly truth. The moratorium on charter schools does not support rebuilding the black family, but it does create barriers to a better education for black children. I resigned from Black Lives Matter after a year and a half. but I didn't quit working to improve black lives and access to a great education. Today, I serve as the president and executive director of Minnesota Parent Union. We're dedicated to helping parents move their children from failing schools to successful schools. It's hard work, and we're up against forces that don't want us to succeed. But success is possible. Just look at me and the hundreds of children and families we've helped to pursue a great education, break the chains of poverty, and lead a life of success.
John, I'm going to cut in. I just think that is a home run 1,000 times over. And it goes back to this idea of why Democrats are so anti-school choice. I don't understand it. They're supposed to be for the best education possible, and that seems like it makes the most sense to me. But kudos to this guy for pushing back, and I'm sure not an easy situation. I'm sure he's getting a lot of pressure, so kudos to Rashad Turner for doing that. I wanted to play that for you because I thought it was important. Listen, I got to take a quick break. We'll come back in just a couple of minutes. Once again, you are listening to the USA Radio Network. The show is Raw and Unfiltered.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Make no mistake, inflation is here. Don't be fooled by the double talk coming from Jerome Powell and Janet Yellen. You can see it for yourself. Gas prices up 60% year to date, and most of that increase came before the Colonial Pipeline was hacked. Want a new home? On average, it costs $35,000 more than a year ago just because of the soaring lumber costs. Inflation is the number one killer of fixed income portfolios. Inflation is the number one killer of your current standard of living. Commodities prices have been soaring for over a year, and our diluted dollars have lost an immense amount of purchasing power due to monetary expansion. Your best protection is gold. That's where my good friends Rich and Michael Chekin come in. Their team at Asset Strategies International wants you to keep what's yours. For my listeners, they're offering 1 ounce gold bars at just $59 over the gold price. That's right, just $59 over the gold price while supplies last. Call them today at 800-831-0007, 800-831-0007, or go to assetstrategies.com. Tell them Moore sent you, and you want to keep what's yours.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. The results? People lose fat fast while still eating many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy and boost your immune system. You'll look and feel years younger. It's simple and natural without painful exercise. How do I know? Because I've only been on the program for a few short months, and I've already lost 25 pounds of inner body fat, and I've gained 10 pounds of muscle. But don't just take my word for it. Go to energizedhealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. For all the details, click on the red button. Watch the masterclass at energizedhealth.com. It's free. Or cut to the chase. Join right now at 888-444-8895. Toll free, 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off. 40% off! Go now to energizedhealth.com, 888-444-8895, or energizedhealth.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet.
I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
Welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network. Let's grab a couple of calls. Out to Long Island we go. And Chet is up first. Chet, what's up?
You kind of triggered me on... Not triggered like a liberal, just triggered me on my thinking from a few years back when I was watching Neil Cavuto, and he had a young lady on. You might remember this. Actually, I think he talked about this when it happened. He had this young woman on. She was from a political group that was advocating for free college.
I do remember that.
And so you know, she was a big supporter and a proponent of Bernie Sanders and his run to be the president, mainly off of this issue. And then Neil Cavuto simply said, how are you going to pay for that? And she was like, well, we can't keep asking how. But, and, you know, this is the way that they really think, like.
Yeah, no, it is.
Yeah, it's like they don't want to see how the sausage is made, right? But they want to take from your table, they're going to take from my table, they're going to take from everybody else's table. And what's going to happen when our currency is behind China's?
Mm-hmm.
We might see that in our lifetime. I don't know. But the way things are shaping out right now, all the information that's coming out about this administration and what they understand and all the dirty tricks that they've pulled with the CCP in order to, cover up the COVID-19 scare. When Donald Trump told us there was an issue and shut down airports, they said, no, you're a racist. Go out, eat, this, that, the other.
Correct.
Fauci said Trump handled it badly. Then you see Rand Paul get up in front of the world and tell Fauci what a bad job he did. And now we're starting to find out that they knew it was leaked by the CCP the whole time. This is what ticks me off. It's always the blame game on the last administration with the left. I will tell you this. All these bills that are presented, all of these infrastructure bills that aren't about infrastructure, it's a shame. And if they get passed through, it's the American people that should be questioning the government most. We shouldn't be giving infrastructure and money goes to Planned Parenthood. How the hell does that happen? But still, they place these bills in, Lee, and, they pass. Somehow, some way they pass.
I want to add to one thing that you had said about this administration and previous administrations blaming the previous administration for their woes. You know, the one thing that really bothered me about Biden's first speech, listen, we would not have a vaccine today if Donald Trump did not fast track it. End of story, period. Yet this so-called unifying president refused to put Donald Trump's name into his State of the Union.
Yeah, it was shameful, and the president should own the vaccine, and a lot of his supporters don't want to say that President Trump fast-tracked it, but he did.
All right, Chet, thanks, man. Before I grab another call, think about this, too, for a second. I saw this morning, and I want to make sure I get the numbers right. If I'm off for a few thousand, I apologize. But so YouTube broadcast Joe Biden's Memorial Day address yesterday. And apparently something like 7,900 people logged in to watch it on YouTube. 7,900 people to watch the president speak on Memorial Day. 7,900. From a man who supposedly got 80-plus million votes. 7,000 people were so fascinated by his brilliance, they wanted to go on YouTube to listen to it. I mean, does that make any sense to you? It defies logic. This is a man that hid in his basement for an entire year, won an election, supposedly, and honest to God, could not get a checkers tournament in his own hometown together of his supporters. It's amazing. Walter is next. Hey, Walt.
Yeah, hi, Lee.
Walter, I'm glad you called this afternoon because I wanted to ask you, you're a Korean War veteran. On Memorial Day, what thoughts go through your head?
Well, I think of that, I was lucky. I come back, and I wanted to, I've said this before, I've been shot at, all this stuff, but I was more scared of being captured than I was, getting hit.
Right.
And, and I think of those guys over there, like the 8,000, still over there. I could have been one of them. And my heart goes out to them. Sometimes.
I know, buddy.
I don't want to talk about it.
Okay. All right. I know.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, my friend. Sometimes people ask me about Memorial Day and what it means. When an older man is brought to tears by the memories of his service and loss he's had and his experience for his country and others, that is what Memorial Day means. Not a long weekend, as Kamala Harris says, not a sale at JCPenney, not a hot dog or a hamburger or a baseball game. It's the memory of warriors who fought, bled, and died for this country. That is what Memorial Day is all about. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I got to go. The great Wayne Allen Root is here, and he is up next. Don't you dare change the dial. Keep listening to the USA Radio Network.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Thank you.